going to introduce the head of a company, a new company to me, called Teradyne Modular, and it's really a company that's concerned about putting out greener products that address a lot of different problems. So George Mongel is joining us now. He's the president and CEO of Teradyne. Thanks for being on the Green Front with us.
Thanks. Pleasure to join you.
So this is hot off the press. You have some new products that are hopefully going to be game changers for not only the government but also ordinary American citizens. And your first product is modular housing. Is that correct?
It's actually it's more than just housing. It's a the Ecoplex is a modular temporary unit that's adaptable to disaster relief units, mobile offices, mobile clinic, mobile medical clinics, schools, and any other configuration you can imagine in terms of a temporary structure.
I like that. Ecoplex, like a Cineplex would house movies. Ecoplex houses all different kinds of, I guess, is it adaptable to different needs?
It is. The configuration of the Ecoplex in terms of its modularity, not only from the exterior construction, but even on the interior side, allows for any user with an Allen wrench or a set of tools to easily interchange the space internally without ever having to worry about damaging the trailer, while at the same time configuring the space in an ergonomic manner that's most consistent with their needs and uses. And if they get bored a few months later, they can interchange it simply at a moment's notice.
And talk about for a moment just how it's been kind of standard industry practice to provide housing, emergency housing often, that includes dangerous toxins going along with it that can compromise the health of its inhabitants, and how that's just sort of been, you know, either a secret or, you know, if a secret, well, just one of the prices you have to pay to house people on, you know, short-term basis or short notice. And why is that unacceptable?
Well, the industry produces and manufactures millions of trailers every year that can be used for, in this case, in this example, disaster relief housing. The unfortunate aspect of this industry is that they use a tremendous amount of materials that contain high and even toxic levels of formaldehyde over prolonged exposure, paints and adhesives and glues that emit a lot of volatile organic compounds into the air. All of these things can seriously exacerbate health and asthmatic conditions and can even lead to cancer to any occupants in these structures. And that is not an American standard. We now need to change that standard. And the Ecoplex is the first of its kind mass-produced green trailer that has no formaldehydes, has no off-gassing, and really is truly a sustainable product in every way, shape, or form, including being 100% recyclable.
And I understand the government is part of your target market. And how much do these cost, and who else will you be marketing these to?
Sure. The Ecoplex ranges in price depending upon how it's configured. If it's a residential unit versus, say, a standard office space, the price points will vary. Our price ranges between $30,000 and $40,000 for the standard Ecoplex package. Additional options such as being utilizing solar PV panels would have an additional charge, although that allows you to be completely off the grid, whether in remote areas or in southern California, where you might desire to be off the grid because of the ability to incorporate a solar PV array or other parts of the country itself.
And is it too soon to ask what demand is since it's just being unveiled?
We've actually had tremendous inquiries and demand right when we were getting the project started a little over a year ago from concept now through the product launch. And it's been extremely exciting for us, but we now are in the process of working with a lot of individuals that do have a demand for our product as the first green solution in the industry.
That's great. And you also have another product that I think is going to be helpful, and that is something called Smart E.
Yes, Smart E is also another product we're offering, which is a new energy monitoring system. And this system is adaptable to both existing structures or could be hardwired into new buildings, whether it's a home, an office, a dorm room, any building where you want to be able to have an overview of your energy system and needs. For example, this system provides the first of its kind real-time recommendations that allows you to make decisions that will affect everything from utility costs and energy savings to CO2 emissions to the overall eco score or achievement in performance every month without having to rely on a utility bill at the end of the month to determine how you should change your behavior.
And I understand Carnegie Mellon, certainly a very esteemed institution, is involved in this. Tell us their role.
Well, actually, the team of Paradigm is comprised of several alumni from Carnegie Mellon University. And we've all been very fortunate to attend and graduate Carnegie Mellon University. And some of the most innovative minds, whether it's in energy efficiency or computer science or other areas, have graduated from that institution. And as a team, we were able to come together to create both the EcoPlex and SmartE.
I didn't know that Carnegie Mellon was a green university. It certainly is in this sense. Is it also greening its campus, or has it done so?
It is. The university has taken tremendous steps in greening its campus, not only from composting food and waste, but also on the recyclable initiatives. A lot of their buildings in terms of energy efficiency, LEED ratings for the new buildings that have been constructed from the Gates Center all the way through several dormitories and other complexes at the university. They are really trying to achieve a very green campus and have done an excellent job.
And I'm just curious, of those of you who graduated from Carnegie Mellon, was your focus when you were at the university studying to go into environmental science or environmental studies, or did this green interest develop after you graduated? I can't quite tell how old you are, but you sound pretty young, and I'm hoping that more college students and more universities and colleges will be offering the kinds of courses that will stimulate this kind of thinking, and first by educating students about the need for more eco-friendly alternatives across the spectrum to really do nothing less than green our American way of living, but inspire students to go out there. And when I speak to college students, I say, well, I'm not going to tell you to go out and find a green job because there aren't enough out there yet, but create a green career and do that by looking at where we are as a society and where we need to be ecologically, and no better example than 350.org, and we're at 390 parts per million right now, to show the need to have the best and brightest in this country develop alternatives that are going to help take us there.
I mean, it's a very central issue of our business to incorporate as many opportunities in terms of the university as in getting our products launched. The university has a very excellent interdisciplinary practice where you can pull and work with a variety of talented students that are working on various systems projects or concept-based projects, so they have real-time world experience. And by all of us attending the university, we were engaged in those experiences as students and graduate students in working on real-life projects, whether they were in the environmental sciences area or in other areas. Most of us realize that it is no longer acceptable that standards in terms of temporary housing or office spaces are and continue to be what they are, which is why we created the EcoPlex. And the same with SmartE. There's a lot of people that really want to be able to have an understanding of their energy consumption and usages on a daily basis, on a monthly basis, to be able to leave your home, and if you forget to turn off an appliance or a toaster oven or a hairdryer or a curling iron, you have the ability to turn it off remotely and instantaneously understand how that affects your energy consumption, your energy savings, your utility costs, all within a touch from a smartphone, a PDA, anything wirelessly if you're not even away from your house.
So two great new green products to add to the mix, the mainstream mix. I always wish the alternative would quickly become the mainstream, meaning healthier products that are good for personal health as well as the planet. Before we let you go, just one quick question. I remember learning with some dismay that the housing that Habitat for Humanity, a wonderful organization, was building, this is a few years back, contained vinyl siding in many cases, and that became a health concern. Do you know if they've taken the vinyl out of the units that they are putting up? PVC.
I am actually not aware if they are on Habitat for Humanity for their units themselves.
Okay. Need to follow up on. I had heard that they were working on it, and I should probably find out, because every time I hear all these great stories, in fact, soon I'm going to have a guest on who rode her bike along with a group. I think it's called Bike and Build. They rode their bicycles across the country this past summer building housing along with Habitat for Humanity. And I used to cringe a little bit when I would just think of all these people who are so grateful to have these new housing units built for them, and then to find out that they're unhealthy, is unfortunate. So the point is that there is demand now, finally, and hopefully there will be now supply with your product being part of the mix to make this not the sort of dirtier side of what's otherwise humanitarian efforts.
It's important. I mean, it's time now for the change in the industry to occur. We're happy to be part of it. We actually had the fortunate opportunity to speak with Habitat for Humanity prior to our launch, who are incorporating a variety of green practices and have interest in our products themselves. It's something that there is a strong demand for, and we're looking forward to having the Ecoplex and SmartE all over the United States and internationally. And really, in the social impact that we can have, so many people, unfortunately, from natural disasters are placed in situations that in some cases are unfathomable. And the least that we can do is to provide them with a temporary structure that is green and sustainable, healthy, and won't cause any other harm to the occupant while they're in a temporary stay.
Exactly. The very people who can least afford and deserve more problems. So I couldn't agree more. Thank you and congratulations on your new line of eco-friendly products. If people would like to find out more about Terradyme, George, where can they go?
www.terradyme.com.
And that's Terradyme. Thanks so much and good luck with the launch. Appreciate your being with
us on
today.
Thank you very much.